Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, the Florida Natural Resources Conservation Service is excited to be involved in the USDA's People's Garden Initiative, and in particular, the Flagler County Juvenile Justice Council's Community Garden, a place where troubled youth spend productive time doing community service while helping to feed the hungry in Flagler County. And George Johnson with the Florida NRCS, who has been involved in the garden from the ground level providing technical assistance, says the project is more than just growing food.
It has to do with teaching people basically, you know, where their food comes from. It's more than just coming from the supermarket. And this project really seems to benefit that kind of idea, in that you have kids that might have some trouble, and if they can get some kind of purpose and do something meaningful, maybe that'll help straighten them out, but it'll also teach them the value of agriculture and where their food comes from.
And another component of the initiative is for it to be a collaborative effort between volunteers and various organizations within the community.
We got people together from University of Florida, IFAS, the County Extension Service, Family Nutrition Program, and the Master Gardeners. People from the Flagler County Schools got involved, Future Farmers of America, and also some private industry.
And Johnson adds that, of course, ultimately, the People's Garden Initiative is aimed at benefiting the community, something that the Juvenile Justice Community Garden has done through its bountiful harvest.
Out of the fall and the winter crop that we produced, over 75 bushels of fresh vegetables, and they got 40 to 50 bushels of citrus from the trees that are on the property. And this food was donated to help feed Flagler County's hungry families.
And more information on the People's Garden Initiative can be found by visiting USDA.gov and entering People's Garden in the search area. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.